Thank you all for coming to this meeting. As indicated in the convening facts, the purpose of the meeting is to share the outcome of the consultations I have been conducting since September on the next steps in the DDA negotiations. Our discussion this afternoon should be viewed as a continuous thread with this morning's informal heads of delegation, where the chairman of the General Council briefed you on his consultations to prepare for MC8, including the process he has embarked on at arriving at political guidance in the first two issues of his template: importance of the multilateral trading system and the WTO and trade and development. So the focus of the meeting this afternoon is on the third issue in the template, i.e., the DDA. And this meeting is also important as we prepare for next week's General Council. Our meeting takes place at a time where, yet again, the outlook for the global economy is gloomy and increasingly uncertain. Stronger than expected headwinds in developed countries, especially increasing concerns about debt in the Eurozone, in the U.S., have weighed down economic activity and trade. As you know, the WTO forecast for global exports in merchandise has been cut from 6.5% to 5.8% for this year. Disappointing output and employment data have damaged business and consumer confidence and contributed to the present turmoil in financial markets. And while the outlook remains overall more positive for developing countries, a number of them are already reporting slower growth as a weakening global economy recovery erodes demand, and that we have now this new threat to growth from the impact of recent floods. And even those economies with strong fundamentals may find themselves coming under strain if the global economy continues to deteriorate. This somber backdrop, therefore, gives, in my view, added importance and urgency to our work in contributing to providing a stable trade anchor to the world economy. Now, that's for the overall landscape. Turning to my consultations, I've had extensive contact since July with ministers, senior officials in a number of regions. Here in Geneva, I've met with a large number of delegations individually, with group coordinators and other groups, including last week with the informal group of developing countries. I've also, of course, continued my regular discussions with the General Council Chairman, with the chairs of the negotiating groups, and I held a green room meeting on Wednesday to prepare for this meeting. Over the past few weeks, the level of activity amongst delegations in variable geometry around Geneva to prepare for MC8 has also increased. And in light of our overall preparations for MC8, let me share with you what I heard so far on both the current status and the next steps in our work. Let me begin with the purpose of MC8. MC8 is for ministers to provide guidance for the work of this organization in the next 2 years across all areas of the WTO activity. From my consultations, I sense a shared desire to have MC8 deliver a clear signal that our organization is one that keeps moving forward. Hence, the challenge before us is to convert the prevailing negative mood into something positive, a signal on forward movement. This movement does not have to be a big leap forward or an entirely revamped agenda. Instead, I believe we could take smaller steps, which nevertheless move the organization forward. So the focus now, as it should be, is what next in the DDA negotiations, and particularly the path forward that ministers will want to map out in December. Of course, the round is not the only area of rulemaking in the WTO. There are other areas of rulemaking outside the mandate of the DDA where progress has been made and will need to be reviewed, such as the ongoing negotiations under the GPA. But clear political guidance on the DDA in December is necessary. Let me now share with you the main themes I have been hearing from members on these negotiations, it being understood that what I'm putting to you is not elements for you to adopt or endorse. These themes need to be considered as a work in progress, and obviously this part of the work in progress cannot and should not be seen in isolation from the rest of the topic on the agenda for MC8, which we've discussed this morning. And this is why I believe we need soon to have a process in place where we will weave all strands together as opposed to working in silos. On substance, the starting point is pretty consensual. Despite intensified effort that members have engaged in since MC8, the reality is that we remain at an impasse in the negotiations. As a consequence, it's unlikely that we will conclude the negotiations on all elements of the DDA agenda in the near future as originally intended. I've heard many reasons, different causes about why we are where we are today. Some of the reasons advanced are that the geopolitical and macroeconomic environments have particularly made progress on the round challenging. But on the other side, I have not heard any signals or proposals to give up the objectives we set ourselves 10 years ago. All members remain committed to working to deliver on the Doha mandate. But it's also clear that in order to get to that point, we will need to explore different approaches from the one we've employed before. I sense convergence emerging around the idea that members should pragmatically advance the negotiations in areas where progress can be achieved by reaching agreements on specific issues, whether provisionally or on a definitive basis ahead of delivering on the full Doha single undertaking. In other words, a readiness to operationalize paragraph 47 of the Doha mandate, it being understood that this would be a step towards delivering on the entire Doha agenda. In my consultations, members have also indicated that in order for this new path to be credible, we need to intensify our efforts in devising a path which allows us to look into areas where this short-term progress is more complicated, and that is topics where substantial differences remain. And I also believe that there is emerging consensus that work should continue on the basis of progress achieved to date, and that development should remain a central theme of any outcome. So I thought I would share with you these themes, get your feedback as we continue our preparations on Doha for MC8. I believe that our foremost challenge over the next 7 weeks or so, which are left before MC8, is to take our preparatory engagement to a higher gear. And I hope that we will also benefit from the discussions at the Cannes G20 summit at the beginning of next month, where leaders will review the progress made since their previous meetings and discuss further actions to assure a sound, smooth, and sustainable recovery from the current turbulent global financial and economic situation. So that's the starting point I suggest for this process. Happy, of course, as usual, to get your comments, reactions. Before I close, allow me to express a word of caution about the functioning of our regular bodies. Whenever a member has a concern over any issue, the rule in this organization is not just to block progress. The rule is to air the concern, explain the difficulty, and engage in a good faith exercise to resolve it. So we cannot sustain blockage for the pleasure of blockage, and I hope we will all contribute, and I'm ready to do my part, to the smooth functioning of the work and work programs in the regular committees. That's my starting point for today's discussion. Floor now open.